My name is Rajiv Dutt. I'm the CEO of Dimensional Mechanics. It's a company that's been around for about 2.5 years, although it seems like ages for me. So I'm going to talk to you today about simplifying AI. So we just had a conversation today about the power of it and some of the tools available. And so I'd like to introduce another tool. It's a platform that we introduced to make life easier. Let me just move on. So just high-level definition, what AI is all about. It's basically about making computer systems think like people. It does a lot of different problems: pattern recognition, image and video classification, translation, decision making. So just some of you may have seen a picture like this, but just to kind of give you context, 1950s to the present, you have kind of the broader field of AI, machine learning from 1980s to the present, and finally deep learning, which is the era that we're in today, is started off in around 2000s. And by the way, that's our product. We kind of work in the deep learning space. So just to give you a sense of the size of the impact that AI is likely to make, a study by McKinsey and Company basically said it's going to create about $11.2 trillion worth of value by 2025. When you think about it, it's really through things like cost cutting, it's through better processes, being more tied to your customers, being able to do search more efficiently, giving your customers broader freedom and independence to kind of move. It's an incredibly powerful technology. Robotics will take about $4.5 trillion. Knowledge work, which is probably what most of you guys do, is between 5.2 to 6.7 trillion. I sometimes say billion. It's like it's order of magnitude. So just a quote, essentially most companies are looking at it today. And so although the volume of data has grown exponentially, it's a lot of companies still do not have the ability to do anything with it. And this is a theme that we have heard earlier. I want to introduce a couple of concepts. So image classification is kind of your most basic one, which is really about identifying hamsters, cats, dogs, and whatever. So it's pretty straightforward. Automated tagging is a little bit more different. So you look at an image and you identify the different elements of this. Notice that I have a predilection for dogs. I love dogs, so a dog has to appear in a lot of my pictures. So it's basically analyzing the picture overall, identifying what's in it. Audio recognition, so identifying the song as well as the band. I date myself a little bit. This was like a band in the early 2000s. So just to demystify deep learning, is just algebra. It sounds simple. I mean, how difficult can algebra be? But the problem is that it requires a lot of trial and effort before you get it right. It's very complicated in terms of the arranging the right architecture, like how do you structure the algebra around it, being able to demonstrate that you're actually going to get an answer from the model that you create. So it's algebra plus. So AI is expensive. On the surface of it, you're getting all this return, so which is why companies make that investment to begin with. But it's a combination of many things. It's people, compute, data, and time. People, machine learning resources are expensive. I wish I earned that much when I came out of college. They are earning a lot. Compute, to do even very simple things requires some pretty hefty GPU processing. In our company, we have some pretty powerful GPUs working. It is an intensive process. Data, you have to structure the data in a certain way. I mean, we can deal with unstructured data with our product, which I'll introduce in a moment. But data itself is you need enough of it. You need to make sure it's at a level of quality that you can actually do something with it. And finally, time. This is time because you're going to have to train the model. To train an average-sized model can take 3 days or so. To actually, the really extensive models can take up to a week or a month in some cases. So introducing NeoPulse. So NeoPulse consists of four components. One is the NeoPulse AI Studio. Sitting behind NeoPulse is an AI that builds AI. So essentially what we have taught NeoPulse to do is that sitting behind it is there's a knowledge base and there's also a learning process that allows it to become better and better at its task. So it starts off understanding how to solve a lot of problems, but as you continually solve the same types of problems, it gets better at solving those. And over time, we bring out new algorithms as well. We have things that we call like portable inference models. So what this means is I train it on one machine, and without necessarily having to do any amount of re-engineering, I can move it onto another machine and use it. The other thing about it, which if I use the NeoPulse query runtime, is that I can have AI as a service. So using AI Studio, I build a portable inference model hosted on the query runtime, and then suddenly I have AI as a service, which allows me to expose the interfaces via REST API. The last component is a new language that we created. So the NeoPulse modeling language is a full language, and what this allows you to do is it thinks like it's structured in a way that you'd think about a machine learning problem. So it structures the data, you think about how do you build the architecture, and then defining the training. Why did we do this? I mean, it seems like it's kind of like a waste. Why did we create our own language? Well, with NML, we can do in 13 lines of code what would normally take you 200 to 300 lines of code using Python or Python and Keras. In one case, we have trained an AI to do some fairly complex video analysis in about 60 lines of NML code, and this is including white spaces and formatting. And we tried to do this in Python just for fun. And by the way, you can see that our version of fun is really bizarre. So we decided to try this out using Python. And well, we came to about 780 lines of code. And this was efficient code. So it was, at least we thought it was efficient. So therefore, NML, like we're pretty confident about it. So what can NeoPulse do? Well, firstly, it's 85% or more less code to write. No specialist skills are needed. So sitting behind AI Studio is an AI. It handles everything for you. There's a keyword we introduced called auto, and you introduce that in NML, and it basically says, you know, I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing here, so go and help me. So what happens is that the AI behind the AI comes in and it says, oh, I see you're trying to solve this problem, so I'm going to kind of give you some recommendations as to how to solve it. And lo and behold, sometimes like I showed this to a few people and they're like, no, this is magic. And there must be something going on there. But no, it's real. It really does do that well. It's write once, deploy everywhere. This is the NeoPulse query runtime. The models are incredibly accurate. We were, to be honest, I was a little bit blown away by this. An example was simple sentiment analysis, right? So sentiment analysis, kind of state of the art, is around 92%, 94% actually. So this is like really thinking about it, structuring the architecture and so on. We got NeoPulse to do it. We got something like 91% accuracy using the AI Studio and the Oracle on its own in fully automated mode. So this basically means somebody with no AI experience can create something that would normally take an expert like weeks to figure out the right architecture. We tried to beat it, by the way. We had trouble figuring it out how to actually get a higher score. Fraction of the price. So we are basically offering our services as a machine instance. So we are looking at both the Azure as well as the other cloud offering. and it's a fraction of the price. We charge by the hour, so literally it's cents on the like to use it. Typically, you'd run the model for several hours or days. The only thing you really end up spending any time or money on is the machine instance that you're really using. So we also offer a pure on-prem version as well for those of you who are deeply paranoid. Finally, it is faster to market. It takes a lot less to actually build something on our platform than on anything else. Firstly, the process of figuring out a right algorithm or right architecture is time consuming. How do you do this? Like it's a lot of effort to do this, to kind of figure it out. It's like, do I use an LSTM network, or do I use, what is my dropout value? What activation function do I use? By the way, if you don't understand these words, it's okay, because like I don't understand them sometimes. But it really gets you there fast. So it's like helps you structure that very quickly, because it figures out the architecture, it figures out the values and the parameters. You don't have to. So it's basically does an advanced hyperparameter search. So yeah, with that, okay, great.
Well, thank you so much, Rajiv. Let's give him a big round of applause, Dimensional Mechanics.